Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you dress the X-Men?
Now, I know you boys probably have not kept up to date with anything the X-Men have been
Never
doing
read a comic
as of
in my life.
Recently. That's fair enough. I get it. It's fine.
I think the last time I checked in with the X-Men was when I went and saw X-Men Apocalypse at the cinema.
Okay. Look.
What have they been up to since
then? X-Men have gotten real, mutants really, have gotten real weird recently. So I'll bore you some of the details of the fact they have their own island now. Sure,
thank
doesn't
you.
Matter. So they've recently had something
What's the name
called.
Of the island?
Okay.
That's the only thing I meant. Krakoa.
Yeah. Okay. It's a living island.
Yeah. This is our new accent.
I was like, I just want to know the name of the island. Yeah. Is this
curiosity will get you killed.
Yeah. And this is the same island that was given to Magneto.
Why?
By the government.
What are you doing?
No, that was Genosha.
You an idiot?
Genosha. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Krakoa is a living island. The X-Men.
Yeah, Krakoa is the one, like the island that in
it's living.
In between.
No, that's all right. This part isn't me. I've got the answers that I wanted. It's not the same island that Magneto was given by the government.
That was Genosha. And but this it is the same island. I think similar from when like the original X-Men first got captured, and when they had to send the all new, all different X-Men in there.
Yep.
Well, it's in like two teams in there.
Wait, is that the... No.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. Me and Dusha know what you're talking about. Please carry on.
The original...
Me and Dusha... good jokes from Dusha. We know what you're saying. Please keep talking. Please move on.
The original X-Men that got captured. Yep. Was that the original team as in like Iceman
and stuff like that?
It great wasn't...
Great final question.
It wasn't the X-Men that Professor X had before. Hand that went missing, presumed dead, and
that was in between.
Oh no!
Okay. Yeah. So yes. Yeah, in a way, yeah. Because like that was the team that was in between.
This sidebar with Jackson.
Okay. Yeah.
How is it that when? So I know that we've probably fallen for this before with Jill Zammett. Is when you ask him questions about stuff like this, somehow the answer is unsatisfying but crazy at the same time.
What I didn't like was when you asked a question and he answered yes twice and then sort of.
Yeah.
Yes,
you can't
yes,
do that.
Of.
Yeah, no. Yeah, sort of.
Well, what you're saying is correct. There is that sneaky missing team of X-Men, but that happened in between the original X-Men and the all-new, all-different X-Men.
So the
original X-Men happened. And they went to Krakoa, but Cyclops escaped. And then he came back and he was like, "Ah, Xavier, fuck, shit went fucked." And he's like, "Yeah, right, let's send this new team. One of them is your brother. He this is great. Let's go there." He's like, "All right, we'll go back again." But then that one went bad.
They all died.
So bad. All died. So bad, in fact, that Scott came back and was like, "Professor, I just watched my brother. But my brother, I didn't know I had died." And Xavier's like, "Well, let's just mind wipe everyone of that.
Oh,
let's
send
hit them with the boop boops.
Send Wolverine and that into that."
Okay. You got an X-Men. This is unrelated and not a question.
Thank goodness. All right. I'm
engaged. You got a dangerous mission.
Yeah.
Why would your first move send the guy that can't die, surely?
What, Wolverine?
Yeah.
Well, but he wasn't on the team then.
Roused about.
He was fighting.
He's a wise guy. Don't sign him.
Yes. It's cutting Hulk in half. Hulk broke Wolverine.
Well, not that point. He's fighting the Wendigo. Anyway, so the Hellfire Gala.
Yes, great. Fabulous.
Did Wolverine still have a nose at this point?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Oh.
Sorry, yes, he did have a nose.
Thank God.
His nose.
Thank goodness.
Anyway, he's got his manning. But anywho, Hellfire Gala has happened, and this is where X-Men are like, look, things are great. Come, heroes. Let's all have a big fancy ball. Mm-hmm. We're going to make some announcements. You don't need to know what they are.
Yeah.
And they're all dressed real cooked. Like, they're all got some amazing new outfits.
Yeah.
But there is a fancy outfits just for the gala. Some are dressed better than others, uh-huh. I will say. Cyclops has really leaned into kind of big, blocky designs and a see-through ab thing.
Yeah.
A lot of X-Men, or mutants, have decided to... incorporate the letter X into their costumes. That's,
as they want to do.
A lot of mutants have also decided to show off their rippling abs, uh-huh. which I'm a big fan
well,
of.
Well, on that note,
yeah.
can I offer my... my...
So, and in June the Hellfire Gala, they did announce... Yeah.
Shut up, Jackson. Not done yet.
They did announce the new roster, the new team.
Okay.
Of X-Men.
So they were at a gala and they were like, hey, while we're all here... Yeah. I'd just like to introduce our
These
new
These are
roster.
Your new X-Men.
This
everyone,
is Cyclops. Yeah. Ooh.
Well, everyone votes, sort of. They have a... They
aren't
all
the Hellfire... Oh, no. My God. No, aren't the Hellfire Gala bad?
Well, no, because all the mutants have come together in Krakoa, so it's less about X-Men and, say, the Hellfire Club or the Brotherhood. It's all just about mutants and they're all in Krakoa.
They're all on the Living Island. So let me guess, Living Island's also a mutant?
Well, yeah, it's Krakoa, the Living Island. It's a mutant.
Yeah, I thought so. He was a guy.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a guy. I think it was a mutant. Right. I think it was like an island.
An island
mutant. Yeah.
Yep. So the X gene or whatever the fuck it's called.
You kill me with your question.
Okay. You don't understand. How is an island a mutant? Well,
doesn't bother me. I don't want to know.
Somehow, if it was a guy, that would be fine with you.
I just want to talk about dressing the X-Men.
There's also another island called Oroka, if you want to know about that.
I do not care.
You're the guy in Alien that pokes the eggs. Okay. I'm sitting here like, don't put your fucking head in them. You're like... Yeah, but I'm curious.
Yeah, but what's in there?
Yeah, facehugged. It's the douchemorph. Great.
So,
it's fabulous.
They've recently announced their brand new lineup of X-Men, which is going to be like the protectors of like the mutant nation. Think
I'm at
that.
This gala. I'm like, I live on this island. I do not care.
Well, yeah, because everyone wants to be. Anyway,
everyone
so
wants to
the
be
lineup.
Oh,
the
so
lineup...
you've invited me here to show off that I'm not on your fucking team.
Well, no.
Being born with fucking goo hands was bad enough.
Can't pick shit up.
Now you invite me here to gloat and you're...
Well, if no one's
going,
the thing is that everyone has like it's a democracy, and like so everyone mind links, and everyone kind of puts forward to be why they should be an X-Men, and everyone hears it, and everyone kind of like is like, oh, okay, this is really sweet, and so they give their reasons why they want to be X-Men. Everyone hears that, and then it's like a big kind of thing, and everyone it's real very
great.
Anyway, so you got Polaris.
Can I drink at this?
Of course
I'm
you can.
I'm gonna drink so much. So yeah.
You got a lot of Multiple Man as the waiters. It's cool.
So what's gonna happen is when they mind link or whatever the fuck they're doing, my mind is just going to be like, because I am shit-faced.
I'm outside throwing rocks.
Yeah.
So, you have
you've got goof feet.
So goof feet over there. So you got Polaris,
sure.
Who is the daughter of Magneto.
Great. Like
a lot of magnet powers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got Sunfire,
mm-hmm.
Who is a boy on fire.
Great.
You got Cyclops. You all know Cyclops. Mm-hmm. You've got Wolverine, but this is the Laura Kinney version of Wolverine.
Sure.
As in the lady
X-23.
Yeah. Yeah. You there got Jean Grey, Marvel. Uh-huh. Got Rogue.
Okay.
And then you've got Cinch, who is, Sink.
Everything's easy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sink.
It's a shit.
So he syncs up with other people's powers.
Uh-huh.
And so he kind of is like, he mimics their powers. And those are the new
so
current.
So Sink, not
yeah,
Cinch.
I mispronounced.
Fuck mimic,
Sink.
Guys. I hate that power. Shut up. Well, what's your power? It's everyone else's power. Be original. Anyway.
Yeah, come copy my goo hands. Oh, now you can't pick up shit. Now you're drinking through a straw off the table like me. The common man.
So that's new team of X-Men.
Okay.
And so they've like, they're how do
And they're all dressed fucked,
and
surely.
They're currently, right now, they're all dressed very,
okay.
very fucked.
Okay.
But again, it's for a girl. So
is
how
it
do we,
is it time?
How would we dress the X-Men?
Nude.
Yeah, there we go.
Because what's scarier than a bunch of nude people rushing at you to beat the shit out of you or whatever?
What is the benefit of that?
To put fear? The fear into our enemies.
Okay, so if someone's running at you with a knife...
Uh-huh. Scared. Somebody's running at me with a knife naked? Terrified.
But
are you?
Yes!
I'm shocked.
I'm probably less scared and more like this guy...
It's like a flashbang. You know what I mean? You're like, what's going on?
And
then you're
stabbed. Flashbang, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know if I would be scared or more terrified.
Here's what's happening. Nude. Wolverine's running at me. Yep. Nude. It's the day she was born.
Yeah.
I'm like, wah! And then she stabs me. I don't have a chance to even react because I'm so shocked by how naked everyone is.
I think that the nakedness will just make me immediately think they're more unhinged than usual.
Well, that's good. That's scary.
But
they're not. See? It's a psychological tactic.
But if they run at me in a costume that's fucked, like the one they're wearing at Gala, it's probably going to do the same job. I'm like, why
really?
Are they wearing
So somebody
that?
Coming at you wearing a crazy suit, and somebody coming at you nude,
someone
you're
wearing,
equally afraid.
Someone naked running at me with a knife versus someone wearing the orange suit from Dumb and Dumber running at me with the knife. Yeah, similar levels of scared, probably the same.
Also again, it's not about running to like impale you. It's a lot of them will be like,
oh yeah, then
diplomacy, kind of meeting with the people, kind of like negotiating like situations, talking to like other heroes. Like,
yeah, the X-Men aren't meant to just Avengers, like scare. Actually, yeah, they're not really scared. Batman, that's who you want to dress if you're Batman. Going for
cow cape nude. That's a
boots.
Batman
boots.
Oh, that's terrifying. And belt.
Yeah. And he needs his utility belt.
Yeah.
Well, you can't dress someone for diplomacy, so I'm dressing for fear. Okay.
What does fear achieve? How is that?
What do you mean you can't dress them from diplomacy?
Well, that's just a suit. Who cares?
I mean, I guess.
Oh, how fun. We dressed them in suits.
Well, not as much as a suit, because again, they're trying to do their hair nice. They're trying to make their own nation. So they're trying to have their own cultures and all this kind of
stuff. Step one, you want your own culture? Don't live on a living island.
Yeah, that's absurd.
Why not? Because everywhere else they go to, they get bombed.
Live on the moon. Get out of my sight.
That's where they should stay. That's what they're doing.
They're trying to colonize.
Anyway, there's a point. You don't want these questions.
I stood on that landmine. Yeah. Naked.
Naked on the
Maybe
moon.
Maybe black socks. Like business socks.
I feel like your suit with the hair done nice is a good starting point for diplomacy. Yeah. But you can have fun with it, Jack. Yeah,
okay, please talk me through it.
Because you got to think about like in terms of what the X-Men have done before.
They've got their
yellow and their sort of blue outfits that you sort of see when like the original X-Men were there.
You got the black leather X-Men.
Yeah, you got the black leather X-Men. Then you got the individual X-Men when they were all kind of like in
their own kind of outfits. Yeah.
You had the X-Factor X-Men when
they all decided they wanted to die.
Yeah. To kind of wear more block colors, but again, they're keeping those like big X's.
So it's the fact that there's no X in my outfit.
I feel, yeah.
Tattooed like, X's on
like,
their chest.
To be honest, it feels like they're missing an X somewhere.
Okay, then they can tattoo X's on their chests and faces.
For diplomacy. For X's and face. Chest and faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Double X.
On the belly as well, triple X. And then you're like, is that why they're nude? But you're stabbed by that point.
So again, that's kind of fucking with the branding because it's not Professor XXX.
Yeah.
Professor XX Xavier.
Okay, then just one
is
X
Professor
on
Professor Xavier still in the team?
I mean, he's like one of the heads of the Quiet Council.
Yeah, that's fine. One of the heads. So that means they shouldn't be called the X-Men anymore. Although X-Men sense are extraordinary or something, right?
It's the X-Gene.
Yeah.
Which is named after Charles, though, right?
Well, he discovered it. Yeah. So then we'll put the X on their faces. I don't want to worry about diplomacy, okay?
Evidently.
Well, I have the X-Men. We're going to attack people, okay?
Yeah, using them as a private army?
Yeah.
Who are you attacking first?
Magneto?
He's also a member of the Quiet Council.
Who's bad? Toad.
No, Toad is on. All mutants are welcome on Krakoa.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Who are you fighting?
Orcus. Who's a bad guy?
Orcus.
This guy.
Who's Orcus?
I don't know.
No, they're like a human organization that have made up of mostly AIM and other kind of.
Oh, no.
Like shield,
no, I don't
sword.
Hurt
so you're fighting humanity, sword. You're fighting humanity with your mutants.
I don't want to be doing that.
Oh, there's a plant based nanas.
Just fight Fantastic Four.
Yeah, we fight the Fantastic Four.
Can I interview you in plant-based nanas? So nanas, who are like horticulture, and they...
They brought back Man-Thing or some shit.
Yeah.
Is in like grandmas?
Yeah.
Nans.
Yeah.
Okay, they're bad guys. It doesn't matter who they are.
So you're going to use fear to strike... You're going to use fear to...
I'm going to use nudity to strike fear into the hearts of my enemies.
Grass nanas.
Yeah, sure, because apparently no one else is a bad guy anymore, so that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Well, no. Humanity is the bad. You just refused to see the villain was there. That was quite a long list. AIM, sword, shield. That's a lot of guys.
A few others there.
I don't want to attack those guys. They're just humans trying to get by.
Trying to protect the world from your nude X-Men.
Yeah.
Mostly like sentinels, like machines.
Well, we can fight sentinels. That's fine. Yeah.
But they're part of the same thing.
Plus, yeah, they wouldn't be frightened of nudity.
Correct.
Yeah. Orcus are the ones trying to build it.
Fine. Orcus, then. Terrible name, by the way. But yes, fine.
It's an acronym.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Mm. Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, really cool somebodies. Anyway, yes.
That's orcs.
Yeah, so we'll use the nude X-Men to fight Orcus. That's
okay.
Frightening.
Okay, is it for Orcus, who I've just found out are AIM, Sword and Shield? So military people who have probably seen it all.
Yeah.
Nude or not nude.
If somebody's coming at me nude, I think they're not afraid of me. Because they're fragile, they're vulnerable.
I think that if you have a big gun and you know that you are trained for things like this,
but
someone coming
X-Men.
At you, someone coming at you nude, I wouldn't even assume they're X-Men. I would probably just be like, "Well, this is easy."
I guess you probably couldn't tell. Well, he'd still have to have the visor. I'd see the visor on Cyclops and be like, "Those are the X-Men." Don't know why they're nude, and then it's too late. I'm dead.
so you're relying on the fact that if you remove their clothing, that everyone's going to have that one extra thought that's going to cost them their life.
Gives them a brief moment of instability where they can't handle the nude X-Men and then they're dead.
Okay.
That's the plan.
Sorry. So there's a law that the Quiet Council is we're leading the X-Men. So it's you can't kill humans.
What the fuck? Then the plant nanas. I hate comic books.
The plant nanas. So they're probably not going to be
kill Venom then. Why not?
Venom, an alien that will not even register the fact that you're nude.
Yeah. What about like...
Because they're trying not... They're trying to be like a... They want to be recognized as a nation, a new...
I know. I understand you want to go directly against that. But even if you... I just want you to see... See, no humans are allowed to die.
Well, in that I abstain.
They're not dressed to kill, I don't care.
Yeah, well, if they're not killing people, I don't know how to dress these people. I've washed my hands of this.
I think, so Jackson's idea is he's pulled down the thing like a board that just says nude, fear, murder.
Yeah.
All new, all different X-Men.
Yeah, the Quiet Council there, but I don't...
What?
Quickly, we're here trying to build a bridge.
Quiet Council?
Yeah, the Quiet Council.
I would be... Okay, Jackson, look, I'm going to step in here as your enforcer. You. Hey, Quiet Council, how about you're doing a lot of fucking talking for people that meant to shut the fuck up?
Yeah!
All nude, all different.
All nude, all violent X-Men.
It's better this way.
Yeah.
Any disagreements? No, everybody. You can't hear shit. I can't hear shit.
Lots of raising
your mutant who has no ears.
I got goo for ears.
Well, how
into
are you
the
dressing
hole.
Them?
Yeah, how are you dressing?
Okay,
them?
So I think that Jackson is
on the money.
No, onto a loser because I don't think that putting them all in matching outfits, nude or otherwise, matters or anyone cares.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, it just kind of makes them seem more threatening, especially if you are wanting to not do that.
Yeah.
So simply just let them dress themselves in regular clothes.
I don't reckon
branding,
they could.
Branding, not important.
I don't reckon the X-Men have dressed themselves in such a long time that they'll know what looks good anymore.
Okay, well, I'll dress...
I think I'm Jack's onto something.
No,
like,
I'm not disagreeing. I just think that they're going to come out with like Cyclops is going to come out with parachute pants and a tank top.
Like if you look at like what Cyclops was wearing for the gala,
it was fucked.
Like,
it made me sick.
Yeah,
it seems that he does not know what.
Because like, how long have the X-Men been wearing uniforms for?
Pretty much since like I guess puberty.
That's insane. They don't know what looks good. They don't know how to wear clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, they wear casual clothes on campus.
They do wear some casual clothes, yes.
Yeah.
The Cyclops has those fucked red sunglasses.
Yeah, there's fucked red sunglasses and usually a brown jacket.
Yeah, okay.
And a motorbike.
Yeah,
but somehow the only uncool person to ride a motorbike.
Yeah. God, those films do him dirty.
Yeah.
So
Comics have also done him dirty because he quit the X. The only comic book that I remember reading about Cyclops is he has a tantrum and quits the X-Men.
Which time?
Exactly. After Days of Future Past.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or no, before Days of Future Past.
Was the one where he like loses to Storm when Storm is depowered and he's I'm having a tantrum.
You're making me remember the issue that leads into Days of Future Past because Days of Future Past doesn't really feature Cyclops because he has a tantrum and leaves because.
Yeah.
Professor X tricked him about something. Hey, Professor X fakes his own death.
He doesn't.
Cyclops has a tantrum, quits the X-Men because he can't be trusted.
What a coward.
Anyway, tantrum king.
Yeah. So you're thinking just let them wear whatever
they
want.
I'll be like, so I pulled down my thing. It says, no uniform, no rules, no X's. And then I'm like tapping that one the most.
So what do you imagine? How does that help with diplomacy, which is apparently what the X-Men are doing?
They can just wear a suit and have nice hair.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Not funny, but gets the job done. They march in and everyone's like, oh, they don't look fucked this time.
That would be good because currently the X-Men, by dressing like X-Men,
look fucked.
They make themselves seem like a paramilitary organization.
And the best way to make humans not like you.
Yeah.
Wait, no. The best way to make humans like you is to not dress like fucking nerds.
Yeah, or clown.
Yeah. psycho clown nerds.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, okay, I'm not taking people seriously if they walk in dressed like Cyclops with that fucking X cut out in his stomach.
Absolutely not.
I'm making fun of him. I'm going to the bar and be like, do you see fuckhead red eyes over there? What a shirt, dickhead. I'm already drunk.
what a dickhead.
What a goddamn dick shirt or whatever. Why does he have a big dick cut out on his abs, whatever, it's red?
Give me a strong like, goo for hands.
Yeah. So
funny to just break down. It's a stupid shirt. I got goo for hands.
I can't touch anything.
He's got
red visor because everything he sees through Ruby or whatever. I got goo
for
hands. Goo for hands.
Oh no!
Everyone's like, "Hey, think about why you should be an expert." I got goo for hands. What am I going to do? Goo for hands.
It's a living hell.
Can't even pick up this chick. Got to use straws. Everyone yells at me now and asks for a straw.
You're escorted out of the gala, you know?
I'm back onto stage where I'm continuing a presentation about my outfit. So I'll be like, are you sick of not being taken seriously because every time you enter public, you look like a fuckhead?
Are you, what about the, and I don't know of any of the mutants in this new X-Men.
That sounds like you got a question for Zammit.
No. let's see if I can do it as a statement.
I don't know about the current run of X-Men, but is where you're at.
None of the mutants, some of the mutants.
I don't know about the current run of X-Men, but none of the mutants, some of the mutants.
Might have.
None of the mutants, some of the mutants might have.
Things on their body or to do with their powers.
Uh-huh.
That you can't hide with a suit.
none of the X-Men, some of the X-Men might have things on their body that might something. I can't remember what you said. Anyway, so
that you couldn't hide is, I guess, what I'm saying.
Well, like, Cyclops, he has to have a visor. So he has to have that on.
Yeah, wear sunglasses.
And everyone else, though, you could pretty much like hide.
Just make him look like, you know, just regular.
Put fucking gloves on Rogue. Mm-hmm. That's fine. It's not that weird to see someone in like a jacket and gloves.
Yeah, it is. It is funny though that the X-Men, certainly in the gala outfits, they're like gone quite high fashion.
They have gone high fashion because they've got like one of the like one of the mutants on there. His name was Jumbo something, and he's like a fashion designer. Yeah, so he's designed quite a lot of
You didn't think this is going to?
I didn't even think it was. Yeah, it didn't look like a landmine.
Yeah, it didn't. It did. But
safe ground.
So like, he has designed quite a lot of the outfits, and yes, it is a fancy outfit for a
I pulled
fancy
out a second slide. Fire Jumbo or whatever. Are you in the X-Men? No.
His name Jumbo Carnation?
Maybe. Maybe I like this guy.
Are you in the X-Men? No. Then stay out of it.
He's just basically, look, again, he is there to kind of just make outfits.
I've got that metal like, poking.
Because again,
like,
this is a gala. This isn't like a
hitting the board. I'm like, fire! Fire him!
It's a fancy it's a fancy gala.
Wear
so
a
this
fucking
is,
suit!
So yeah. A lot of them are wearing a suit, but again, it's their very first gala, and they want to express the fact that they are mutants. They have powers, and they want to dress like in clothes that exacerbate their
jeans, mutantness. T-shirt, hat. There you go, shoes.
Dress like Captain America in Winter Soldier when he's pretending he's in disguise.
Yeah, that would calm me as a human being, as a volatile human being who hates mutants.
If
the mutants were just like an average person, I would be calm.
And obviously for a gala, that's not right. But then I pulled out another thing. It just says dress like a normal gala. If this is a high fashion gala, then whatever.
Yeah. Why are you putting your own human ideals onto us mutants and we are trying to make our own culture and our own identity?
If it was
are
up
you
to me,
wearing human clothes? What do you mean this is me? Shut up.
Because we are all coming
I'm
from...
also a mutant. Do you not see my goofy head?
Well, we've all come from different areas of the globe. We've all come from different... So what is kind of like...
Individual is my point. Yeah. If anything, I'm... Why are you yelling this at me? I'm on that side.
We are dressing individually, and you're saying dress normal.
I'm saying...
We're saying let's make a new normal because we are homo superior.
If it was up to me, you wouldn't exist.
You're being excluded. No, I'm sick of the like matching outfits. You want to be like integrated in society. Why are you just clumping together as the X-Men?
Yeah, that's I agree with that.
Well, the X-Men aren't part of this. Like they are. I guess they're not quite sure what they are just yet. I assume they are.
I've stopped listening. I pulled down another slide.
I'm not so many more than me.
I'm not saying. You have to dress like me. I'm just saying don't dress fucked.
It is superhero branding is so baffling.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
If you're telling me that some of the mutants' culture is that they obsessively must wear an X, I'm one, not believing you, and two, being like...
So basically the new X-Men or the X-Men.
I understand
that
they come
Krakoa,
from all over the world.
Look, again, they're all from over the world. This is not just like this is every day on Krakoa you can wear whatever you want. But this is our superhero team that we put forward to kind of like maybe do good, kind of like the Avengers, kind of like all those kind of teams. So this is a superhero team that are going out in the world and are doing good.
Are they fighting crime or are they being diplomatic?
Fighting crime and doing missions where they are not trying to kill.
Yeah, but they do intend to use their powers upon each other. Yes?
Say yes.
Yeah, so in that case, you don't want to get... You want to go in something comfortable. Sweatshirt, sweatpants. That's that.
Pulling
be
down
it.
Another slide. Outfits make no sense. Yeah. Paint target on self.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you're going for the Robin tactic, but then you need a Batman, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Which they're not. They're just a bunch
wear
of Robins.
Wear what you want. Dress for battle, not for impressing... Everyone.
So should we go through like say like a military route then and having like camos and those kind of things?
No.
Just pants and a shirt.
So what kind of pants? Looking jeans, khakis?
Whatever you
whatever.
Want.
That's the thing. You want to rock up in tracksuit? No one's judging you for how you're dressed, except for now, because you're dressed like a fuckhead team.
Is that their outfit for when they're out doing whatever vague nebulous thing they intend to do out there?
Cyclops having like a latex hood thing so that his visor can attach to it. Fucked. Looks like an egg. Just wear
like
sunglasses.
Now, the problem there is, though, he can drop the sunglasses, so you need the visor.
Just duct tape them to your head, or idiot.
Don't listen to him. Okay, wear the visor.
Okay. Yeah.
But don't, like...
All right. We'll take Cyclops. He's got a visor on. Okay, what else?
Whatever he wants. T-shirt. Whatever he's comfortable in. If a t-shirt is good, then that.
He's like, I'm good with t-shirts, boots, and some jeans.
Great.
Done.
All perfect. Right. That's all you need.
See, you'll notice the trend here of, like, whatever suits their powers and they're comfortable in, two thumbs up.
That'll do you. No X's?
Yeah. You don't need an X. An X is never going to benefit you.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What if we go back towards that sort of that black leather X-Men?
Do what you like.
Black leather, not very durable, sure. Like
not very breathable. Stinky. Stinky X-Men.
And if you're running around, it's going to be bad. But if you're on like a motorbike and you fall off, then yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. What if we get like a bunch of, say, Spider-Man outfits?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Why are you leaning back into looking the same again?
Well, we've just got a whole bunch of them like lying around.
Why do they have so many Spider-Man outfits?
He tried out for the X-Men once. He had a lot
of... a bunch of outfits for
him? He bought them with him. We don't know.
Well, then, yeah,
if you want to wear them.
If you want to besmirch Spider-Man's name... Besmirch Spider-Man's name.
That was as you're writing a second slide.
Well, like the Avengers, they dress all like, you know, sort of individualistic.
Yeah.
But they all have costumes.
Mm.
If you want to base yourself off someone, maybe the X-Men, maybe not the X-Men, because you guys dress fucked. maybe the Avengers is something you could look into because they have like, they have had matching uniforms for, I guess, like publicity, which you guys will need because that's part of your mission statement,
mm-hmm.
but they're more of like a casual, less.
Yeah. So we want this team to be like the public face of mutants and kind of like a friendly, you know, face forward. We're going to put the best face forward, basically. Mm-hmm. And so yes, we want to have the individualistic, but we kind of want like a theme throughout.
Why?
So to show them that, you know, we are unified.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do that?
People know about the X-Men.
Yeah. Like, but these are like, you know, this is the team. These are our heroes.
Yeah.
So we want to kind of have like
a badge they could put on
a name
their...
badge.
Cyclops. Also get rid of your names. You don't need
them. But they're our names. They're like names that we've given ourselves. It's like our mutant names.
Well, I think that's silly.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Like Iron Man should just be Tony Stark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? But that's Tony. Like, he's a human, those kind of things, because we're born mutants.
It's a different thing.
Quite a lot. And so these are our mutant names. These names
frankly,
are given to us.
I despise it.
It is interesting because some mutants aren't given themselves their name.
No, but it's kind of like a...
They're like using whatever. I pulled out another thing. I don't care about your name.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah, that's chill, man. Don't wear fucked clothes. You are!
No, we're trying not to wear fucked clothes. We're coming to you, Joel and Jackson.
Yeah. Good.
We've had nude and casual wear, which seems a bit... I don't know, it just seems
we're not on a team! Yeah. I also think nude is fucked.
Okay, I see this team as split. Yeah.
We're never a team!
We've had one of those before. That sucks, dude.
We're assisting each other. It's two separate pitches.
Yeah, happening at the same time.
We just, to be honest, nude is better than what you're currently wearing.
Well, yeah, this is a fancy ball gala.
No
one's saying this.
We're dressing. What? Oh my God.
You're not even listening. I feel like that you were sitting in the front row, quiet council. First of all, yammering, going against your name. Two, wanting to pick holes in our very good ideas.
Yeah. Like, you're saying casual wear, but like, yeah, like I could have gone to anybody. Into like what like casual wear?
Yes,
well, you came to us. That's not on us.
Well, who did you go to that said whatever you're wearing now is a good idea?
I told you that was a bad move.
Jumbo Carnation.
Yeah, don't listen to Jumbo. Jumbo does not have your best interests
at
heart.
Did you pay for these?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to see why. Yeah, wear this fucking $1,200 jacket into a fight. Oh no, it got a hole in it. You have to buy another one.
You know what's cheap? T-shirts from Kmart.
Yeah,
jeans from Kmart as well. Dress.
But like if
now there's something, do you reckon Kmart would be interested in a sponsorship?
You become the K-man. The K stands for Kmart. I don't know what the K in Kmart stands for.
Kitsch?
Yeah, I don't know.
What
either.
Does it stand for?
Yeah, why is there a K in Kmart?
Why is there a K? Is it Mr. Kmart?
What does the
K? Is there a Professor K out there? And the K-man? Is that what's happening? I don't know either, but I'm excited. I feel like it's one of those things that is not easy to find out.
I think it's named after the founder.
Okay, John K.
Sebastian Spurg Kreskug.
Okay, the Kreskug man.
Kreskug.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Bueno, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then.
Well, okay. So, I like the idea of casual stuff, but like, as you know, we are trying to establish ourselves as a new nation. We're a very young nation, mm-hmm. and we want to kind of have things that are culturally us. Uh-huh. That's what makes us sort of different from everyone else, and we want to kind of have that identity because, you know, we've had to spend so long in hiding and hiding who we are. We want to kind of have that. We don't want to hide anymore because mm-hmm. this is, you know, who we are.
Yeah.
So, like, we were thinking of like incorporating like some of the like the living, say, where we come from, Krakoa, mm-hmm. A lot of that onto our suit, so it can be like something quite simple. It's like,
you know, okay, I've pushed over my slides. I'm like, fine, if this is what you want, then my simple solution is everyone dress individually, stop dressing like a team. That is so intense.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to like...
If you are your nation's military, you can dress in a team.
We're basically the nation's military.
Why are you sending the military to like...
On diplomatic missions.
Because that seems like a threat.
Yeah.
Have bigger problems than how you dress.
Yeah, there's more stuff to figure out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, like, I don't know if they're sending them on diplomatic missions. I'm not
quite then,
sure.
Jackson.
Well then, hello.
I was just really trying to avoid the nudity thing.
I burst back in. What is that I heard?
I was outside listening in. An oral peeping Tom, if you will.
A hearing Tom.
I noticed you said you don't send the military for diplomatic missions. Well, do I have the outfit for you? You're unscrunching your paper.
Folding it out.
Well, because again, let's look at the X-Men if they were a military.
Fabulous.
Okay, and so again, a lot of the military isn't necessarily about invading a country, but protecting your own.
Mm-hmm. It still works. You're going to invade Krakoa or whatever. Mm-hmm. You land nudes for as far as the eye can see. You turn about face and get out of there because you're like, I don't know what I've walked into. Goodbye.
Feel like that, like, especially as part of a living island, mm-hmm. if nude people emerge from just anywhere, you'd be like, oh, they are like literally part of the island.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm seeing. I got to go. Mm-hmm.
How living is the island?
Pretty much, it provides literally everything.
Does it talk?
It does.
It is a guy, right?
Like it's 100% going to communicate telepathically, right? Yeah.
No.
What?
Big mouth?
It communicates with Cypher, who is a mutant who can understand language.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Never mind. Yeah.
He's the guy who could... No, I don't know. What's the mutant that could turn TVs on in X2 or whatever?
I'm not sure, actually.
He's the coolest mutant.
He's pretty cool.
Turn the TV
channel
on.
Changer.
Yeah.
His name's Channel.
He's got the same powers as a remote. That's cool.
That is
imagine
cool.
That, a remote that never has to like change a battery.
Exactly. Only useful in front of a TV, but still.
Mm. Do you reckon it extends to like an Xbox?
No.
Just a television.
Just a pre-HD TV.
Can switch between channel 7, channel 9, and channel 10. Doesn't get any other channels.
No. 7, mate.
That's funny because that's... Anyway.
Yeah, so again, a lot of like what they are doing there, where they are identifying as like members of the nation of Krakoa.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the stuff now comes down to like a lot of like, I guess, plant material. They're sort of like a kind of a bonded with the plants because they're there. They have like gateways. They can travel through each other, which are sort of they initially plant them and then the gateway comes up. They're selling a lot of like
makes me sick.
And it's interesting to me because I don't understand why, if you like all this stuff, why you dress like the way you do,
because
it doesn't match that either.
Well, again, we're looking to change.
Then dress like the way you just described. Okay. Live your best life.
So what are we thinking? Like a lot of branches, like a costume that kind of is like living, that kind of like wraps around us.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, I think dress like plant men. Dress maybe like fucking lunatics.
Maybe change your name to P-Man.
Yeah. In fact, if you could somehow make your uniforms make you look more aggressive.
Okay, like, what about, like, big Groots?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Groot's a guy in this universe. Dressed by Groot.
I mean, you know, like, here I have been this whole time.
G-Men. Groot-Men.
G-Men. Well, the whole time I've been trying to, you know, help these mutants out here. But maybe I should help just lean into their lunatic
idea. Yeah, right? Just lean in.
Yeah, do whatever
latex,
you like.
Spandex, a lot of pockets, and mostly wood.
Reflective. All your clothing needs to be reflective and flashy.
People will trust you more that way.
Yeah. People will fear you less if you give them epileptic fits, okay? Yeah, I think that humanity will respond really well to that. And loud sirens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo! I think that's what it should sound like when you come for a diplomatic mission.
And
to...
I got two words also, genital windows.
Yeah. But, and
we
nipple
do
windows.
Like showing off our abs.
Perfect.
So
that's great.
Nipple
yeah.
windows, genital windows, mm-hmm. and maybe an anus window.
Yeah. That is kind of between your cheeks so that we can properly see the anus. And humans love it if that's the first thing we get to see. Okay. And if you show our most aggressive military leaders specifically that. That would be my advice to the X-Men, I think.
Also, make sure you give your coordinates to Krakoa immediately.
Yeah. That'll calm us down. If we know exactly where you are, that will calm us. I will feel at least calm.
So Jackson's bombing Krakoa, trying to drown the living out. Yeah. But it's just like the X-Men throughout history, pre-Krakoa or otherwise, have always dressed in a way that I just don't think suits what they're trying to do. Mm. And I get that, like, similar to the Fantastic Four, how they're dressing to be a team or whatever, but, like, it doesn't really work for the X-Men, and a lot of the time, most of their missions would be hindered by how they're dressing.
Oh, yeah, look, I agree. I think, like, sweats and a t-shirt would be perfect for them. Because,
absolutely.
Honestly, like, that's kind of what you need. A lot of them, like, probably could go just barefoot because, again, like, they don't have powers that allow them to touch the ground.
A lot of them
can just fly. So, like... What if?
You're not going to get calloused feet. Yeah, just float around.
Yeah.
Live your best life.
And to be honest, I'm kind of leaning towards nude because also, I don't know if you know this or not, but the X-Men just can't die anymore. They just, if they do die, they get resurrected. So who gives a shit?
Whatever. I hate comic books.
That would have been an interesting thing to mention at the nude statement. I guess it would have put, you can't die. You can't die. Nude.
Be nude.
Yeah. Don't
nude.
Even use your powers.
All nude. All violent X-Men.
Because when they get resurrected, like, they hatch out of these little gold eggs, and they're just nude. Nude is the day they were born. Nude is the day they were dead. Because, like, you know, they're fighting.
They're not
nude.
Mutants anymore.
No.
If they're born out of eggs.
There's some fucking new thing that I want to think less about somehow.
Homo superior, I guess.
They Homo already... egg.
So I reckon they lead into that, be the homo egg, and then, like, maybe they have, like, big egg outfits.
Sure. Yeah. I think that's great. Turn up on the steps of the UN, hey, we're homo egg.
First there was homo sapiens, then we're homo superior, and now we're homo egg.
We're homo egg.
The third step.
The third step in human evolution, homo egg, because we come from eggs.
We come from eggs now, you see, because when we die, we get resurrected by the five, and one of them is named like Gold Balls or whatever. That's pretty good.
If I'm a human in this situation, I'm like, yeah, I'm also in theory born from an egg.
So is a chicken.
Yeah, but you don't... You know, born from a big egg.
So well, I'm born from an egg.
Yeah, who lays the egg?
Well, Gold Balls.
Does he lay it?
Well, no, he can create a big egg.
Not
like
really an egg,
thing.
Then, is it?
So it's shaped like an egg.
It's similar to, I guess, like a
sack.
Ivy, a test tube.
So homo sack, I guess.
Homo sack.
Yeah, if you want.
Is that why you're nude? The sack thing? Yeah. No, that's another thing.
So like, he makes this big ball thing, and then like, I think it's Tempest, one that can control time. She like speeds up.
Oh, so it's literally you growing an egg.
Yeah. And then Xavier puts the mind that like he backed up on this big machine.
Different soul though, different person.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
So I like to think not.
When all of this stuff is happening with the X-Men, who cares what you wear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, Jackson. For once in my life, I agree. Who cares what they wear?
It doesn't matter.
All nude, all violent. You're going to die and then come back as an egg person.
It's all over for us anyway.
Goo-goo-ga-choo.
Yeah, I am the walrus, dude.
I am the Eggman.
Yeah.
Fuck the X-Men now.
Yeah. They won, clearly, you know.
Yeah, but also, like, you want to be recognized as, like, a thing.
Yeah.
Like, don't stress too much about it. You'll outlive us all, and then you can just...
100%, yeah. They're trying to be nice, really. They're just being like,
but then if you're trying to be nice, stop sending your military. Just send whoever. Be nice. Just
send a guy. Just send one person who's not a super... Or, you know... If you're on a diplomatic mission,
don't send a guy whose powers is laser eyes. Yeah. That's a threat.
Send all goo hands. Yeah.
I can't hold documents, but I also
can't hold a gun. I'm no threat.
If I punch you, you just get wet.
So what are we dressing goo man up?
In his pants and shirt. He
can't dress himself.
Well, we dress him in a suit. We do his hair. He looks nice.
Yeah, I look nice.
You do look nice.
I got goo hands.
You could do your hair nice with the goo.
Yeah, it's gel.
Yeah. Is it green in your mind? It's green in mine.
Yeah, it's green. It's pretty much.
Oh, okay.
You know the villain from Shiva, I think her name is, the villain from Powerpuff Girl? No. Kim Possible?
No.
She's got green glowing things from her hands.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah. I don't imagine fingers. I just imagine it coming.
Yeah, yeah. So did I. So did I.
You know, it's like little figurine things you had as a kid and had like little sticky things for hands and feet, and you chucked them at a wall.
Oh!
Like rolled down. Yeah. That's what I was
Except
imagining.
Except it's cold and wet and not sticky.
Yeah. I imagine it was a bit sticky.
Well, not sticky enough to stick to a wall.
Oh, really?
Not sticky enough to be useful.
Yeah, or dangerous.
I could imagine you sticking to a wall, but you can't climb that wall.
No.
Like, not like a Spider-Man.
No, see,
like
I imagine it's also like the goo, like if I have like a drink in front of me and I put the goo, or just like anything solid in front of me, it just goes through me.
Yeah.
It's not
So I was imagining like if you throw it onto a wall, you'd be like, fuck, 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 fuck.
It's crazy that we landed on nude.
Mm.
I was
makes
right.
Makes the most sense. Well, it only makes sense in the sense that everything that involved the X-Men at the moment makes no sense. Mm. So in that situation, maybe the madman is actually the cleverest man in the room, Jackson.
Oh, my God. This is the only time that will be true.
Yeah, maybe like a modesty X around nipples.
No X's. I've unscrunched my piece of paper. But this rule stays.
Just naked.
Here's to those who dream. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Meant to say here's to the dreamers, which also obviously doesn't make sense. But...
No. Here's to those who
dream. Here's to those who dream.
Hey, dickhead. Are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long, hot ropes of content right into your gaping ear holes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.